Nobody seems to know for certain why the ordinance was passed in the first place, yet supporters of the referendum tried and failed to overturn it 4 years ago. 2 years ago, they pushed the issue again and turned up nothing. Sparta Piggly Wiggly general manager Todd Hammond is a member of Spartans for Consumer Choice.
What we're really trying to do is give our consumers in Sparta a choice of where to shop, and not just a choice, but a convenient, comfortable choice where families can shop in atmospheres that aren't either all tavern or all liquor store, if you know what I mean.
Hammond adds it would bring in more money to Sparta businesses. Tom Eddy opposes the referendum. He owns Westside Wine and Spirits outside the city limits. Eddie says there are enough stores selling alcohol nearby.
It's convenient enough. If you live in the center of town, we're less than 5 minutes away each way.
Eddie fears the referendum could hurt business and create more access to alcohol for minors. Hammond disagrees.
It would allow access to alcohol, you know, for those who are legally able to buy it. We run safe businesses, and we feel we do a good job.
Eddie isn't so sure.
It's not an easy task to check IDs and make sure you're not getting the fake ID or the person is of age.
Hammond says they're in talks with city police about forming a responsible retail alliance to properly train employees who deal with alcohol sales, that is, if the referendum passes. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.